ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਨਵਹਿ ਦਿਸ ਐਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਫੀਅਰ ਔਰ ਅਨਸਰਟੇਨਿਟੀ ਐਜ ਅ ਕਾਮਨ ਕੈਰੇਕਟਰਿਸਟਿਕ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਅਰਜੁਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਪਲੇਗਡ ਬਾਈ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਥੋਟ ਇਟ ਬੈਟਰ ਟੂ ਕਲੈਰੀਫਾਈ ਇਟ with the guru. He raised a direct question before his guru, Lord Krishna, and he sought the answer. The question is categorical, clear question. In a very nice form he put before the guru. And then the guru replied. Let us see what happened there, because it is a concern of everybody sometimes. Here it is, chapter 6 and verse 37, starting from verse 37. So we see the question and then the answer. Om Arjun Vache. Translation of this, Arjun said, Uvacha said, Ayatihi shaddayo peto yoga chalit manasah aprapya yoga sansiddhim kam gatim krishna gacchati. Arjun said, Krishna, what becomes of the soul who, though endowed with faith, has not been able to subdue his passions, and whose mind is therefore diverted from yoga at the time of death, and who thus fails to reach perfection in yoga, God realization? Direct question. And here the disciple has put every important element in the question. He says very categorically that, listen, I am asking not about an ordinary person. I am asking about a sincere seeker. And a sincere seeker has faith. I have faith in you. That a soul who, though endowed with faith, I have faith in you. I have accepted you as my guru. You are here, I am here, and I have faith. But I have got a problem, as everybody has. And the problem is that I have the faith, but I am unable to subdue the passions, the inner problems, the lust, the greed, the anger. You tell me, if it happens that somebody has the faith, but is unable to have perfection in this life due to these weaknesses, and whose mind is therefore diverted from yoga, and he does not reach perfection, you tell me, my guru, what happens to him? Tell me. This is a question concerning everybody. Every sincere seeker trying, finding difficulty about the weaknesses existing therein, and the doubt comes, I go on doing this throughout life, and then death comes. Then what will happen? And now in the next verse, he elaborates very beautifully the question again. 38. Kanchinno bhiya vibrashtas chinna brahmi unasyati apratishto mahabaho vimudo brahmanahapati. Krishna, strayed from the path leading to God realization, and without anything to stand upon, is he not lost like the torn cloud, deprived of both God realization and heavenly enjoyment? Heavenly enjoyment or earthly enjoyment, I mean, the meaning is enjoyment. और वी आर गिविंग अप सो मच एंजॉयमेंट, इज देयर रियली समथिंग टू बी अचीव्ड वर्थ वाइल आफ्टर डूइंग सो मच? और वुड द कंडीशन बी लाइक दैट ऑफ ए क्लाउड देयर इन द स्काई, द क्लाउड विदर्ड बाय द विंड एंड इज टॉर्न इन टू पीसेज फाउंड नो वेयर? वुड इट हैपन टू मी? I am neither here nor there. I gave up the enjoyments of the world and the heaven and came to Jaipur for realization. Realization did not happen and I lost those enjoyments also. Next, in three verses the question is there. The question is very important. Therefore, here the question has not been asked only in one verse, in three verses. 39. एतन्मे संशयं कृष्ण छेत्तुम अर्हसि श्रेष्ठ त्वदन्य संशयस्य छेत्ता नहीं उपपद्यते. कृष्ण, इट बिहोव्स यू टू स्लैश दिस डाउट ऑफ माइन कंप्लीटली, फॉर नन अदर देन यू कैन बी फाउंड हु कैन क्लियर दिस डाउट. आफ्टर आस्किंग द क्वेश्चन ए लिटिल एरोगेंटली समवाट, नाउ द सेंस प्रॉब्ली केम, oh, he is my guru, I am speaking like this before him, it's not fine. It's not a good thing. And guru is great, he can do anything. I am a foolish man speaking like that. Therefore he says, it behoves you to slash this doubt of mine completely. You can finish it, this doubt. It is in your power. And I know this also. None other than you can be found who can clear this doubt. You alone can clear this doubt. Therefore, please clear this doubt of mine. Somewhat bowing has happened now. I bow before you. Please help me. Now starts the answer. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Parth naivihya namutra vinashastascha vidyate. नहि कल्याण कत कश्चित दुर्गतिम तात गच्छति. श्री भगवान सेड, डियर अर्जुन, देर इज नो फॉल फॉर हिम आइदर हियर और हियर आफ्टर, फॉर नन हु स्ट्राइव्स फॉर सेल्फ रिडेम्पशन दैट इज गॉड रियलाइजेशन एवर मीट्स विद ईविल डेस्टिनी. ए डिक्लेरेशन हैज बीन मेड फॉर ऑल टाइम्स फॉर द होल ह्यूमैनिटी through Arjun. And the declaration is that whoever follows this path of God realization can never have an evil destiny. There is no place for misfortune at all. A declaration for all the times, for the whole world has been made. Whoever tries the least on this path of yoga and God realization cannot have misfortune, will not have, cannot have, except in this greatest adventure of human life, of God realization. In all other ventures or adventures or ventures, there is always a possibility of loss and profit, gain and profit, good and bad. There is always success or failure in everything. You do anything, there is always a possibility of failure and success. You are appearing in an examination, you may fail, you may pass. You are going for a competition anywhere, you may be successful, you may not be. You are in a business, you may gain money, you may lose money. You are working in the office, you may have promotion, you may be chucked out of the office by the boss. Anywhere. You are a farmer, you may have a good crop, but you may not have anything. Even the cost which you use there, that money, even it may not return. In every venture, in the whole world, there is always a matter of uncertainty. Here it is not, the Lord says. There is no place for loss, for misfortune. Such a great declaration has been made. And the implication is, except in this adventure, everywhere else there is uncertainty. I read the English translation again. Shri Bhagavan said, "Dear Arjun, there is no fall. No question of fall. It will be a rise only. There is no fall for him, either here or hereafter. Not only here, even hereafter. It means after, if death happens and one goes to heaven or other stars or another systems of universe, another planets, etc. From anywhere, one cannot have retrogression. There is always a progress. One cannot have fall. For none who strives for self-redemption, that is God-realization, ever meets with evil destiny."